I started using substances at first at the age of 8 years old, and as most people do, it's based on like a dysfunctional family, a bit of trauma within that, and feeling consumed with emotions and pain and all that stuff. So I first started to pick up, to try and cure those things and to try and fit in with friends and all that stuff. And in the initial stages, that worked. That did help me with that. It did help me feel better. It released me from all those emotions. But as my addiction started to progress, and I got into Class A's, I became ultimately trapped in it and could not find a way out of it. My life was slowly spiraling out of control. I was in and out of prison all the time. Just could not seem to stay away from it. I got a little bit of clean time in prison, come outside and repeated the same mistakes over and over again. No matter how hard I tried, didn't have the willpower to do it. And I had two children in the middle of my addiction and basically pushed them away. Because he was getting in the way of my addiction. It sounds like a selfish thing, but that's what addicts do. I pushed him away, and my life just spiraled out of control even worse. I actually got a life sentence, partly because of my addiction, and spent 15 years in prison for that. Got a lot of help around the initial stuff, like I've just said, the dysfunctional family, the trauma as a child. Got a lot of help around that stuff. And then I got 7 years clean on the back of that, but then when I got released, I picked up again. And I thought, hang on a minute, if it's not that what I've used on, what is it what's really going on for me? Why am I using? And nobody seems to be able to give me the answer. I've sat there with doctors, I've sat in other drug courses, I've sat in loads and loads of things, TCs, everything they did not know, did not understand. And I started to go to NA meetings, and NA meetings, people are talking in there about their own addictions and their own upbringing and their identification with the disease of addiction. And I can proper link in and relate to all that stuff. And finally, I'm sat there thinking, this is what I am. That is me. That is exactly how I behave, how I think, how I feel, how I respond to all that stuff. It was spot on for me. So on the back of that, I reached out. I reached out and said, look, what happened, what I did last time did not work. It clearly didn't. I need to try something different now. And I asked to go into a rehab. And Thomas was, luckily enough, the first one that come up, the first one that come on the table to me. So yeah, I grabbed that with both hands. I tried as hard as I could to get in here. And ever since I walked through the door, it's like the staff themselves, they are staff, fair enough, but they are recovering addicts the same as me. They've had exactly the same problems, the same trauma, the same lifestyle, the same dysfunctional behaviours that they've all had themselves. They can all relate, they can all help me. And one addict's helping another is without parallel. It clearly is. I can tell a normal person my behaviours and how I'm thinking and feeling, but they ain't going to understand it. They're clearly not. So to share that with someone else who does understand and knows exactly how to get out of that pit of despair and how to help your families in the background as well is a massive, massive bonus. And finally, I think it's working. I've never lasted this long clean in society, never. At the moment, I'm still in stage one, which is in the house as a resident, but I'll be moving out shortly. And I, again, have got no experience of life outside in clean. I've just always been an addict, always been a criminal, always been just fixing my feelings, taking drugs, committing crime. I have no idea how to get a job, pay a bill, look after a flat, absolutely nothing. I have no idea how to be a father or to be in a family unit. But all these people have had all these same problems. They've all managed to put their life back in order. All I'm doing is following the same path other people have took. And it really seems to be working. I don't have the chaotic head, racing mind, panicking, worrying. I have a purpose, I have a direction, I know what to do, I know where to go. So yeah.
I guess having those mentors and that coaching, like you were saying, you don't know how to do any of that stuff on the outside, but seeing people here who have done it and they can say to you, well, actually, you can do it, they're proof that you can do it, that must be the reassurance that you need at that point.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. There used to be a person I used to use with, commit crime with and use with, and I met him in a meeting and I didn't recognise him, and he told me about his life and what he was doing now. And that in itself was an attraction for me, that this does work. And I've come in here, and like I say, people are saying that they have had the same things, they have done the same things, there is a way out. All you've got to do is follow these simple little steps. It's a massive relief. It's a massive relief to finally know what my problem is. It's a massive relief to finally know that there is a solution and I can get all that stuff back. I don't have to keep running.
And I guess then you wanting to share what you've been through with other people, I guess it's a bit of a boost for yourself knowing that you are helping others that were in your situation, back in when you were in that place. Mm.
It is. It's kind of heartwarming. I feel proud of someone when they take that step because I understand. I completely understand how hard it is to say the things that's either been done to you or you've done. It is a massive, massive hurdle to get over. And you've got to have a lot of trust and a lot of faith in the people around you in order to do that. And I've taken that step. And when I see other people taking that step as well, it is utter proud of them. Because you can see them finally climbing out of that pit of despair. You can see them taking that step towards getting clean and to getting their life back on track. We're all there for each other. We all care for each other.